Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of October the 5th, 2019, the 6th of Tishri, 5780. This week's message is entitled, God's Recipe for Life. And I'm reading from Hosea chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, which in most English translations is chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord and say to him, take away all iniquity. I like to remind people that life has no formulas, but that's an overstatement. The world as God made it certainly includes effective standard procedures that the vast majority of cases result in expected outcomes. Baking recipes are a good example of such a formula. If you follow the instructions, including the listed ingredients and the specified quantities, mixing as described, and baking at the right temperature for the precise amount of time, the result should be a good one. The problem with formulas for life, unlike recipes, is that there are too many variables at play. Even the most complicated baking recipes are simplistic compared to the lives of human beings. That's why I'm cautious about presentations that claim to provide 10 steps to whatever. While such content may include some timeless and practical wisdom that may be beneficial, there's no way that someone who doesn't know me personally can guarantee outcome. Years ago, a friend recommended a doctor who had developed a treatment for general malaise, so I thought it would be a good idea to check him out. After a while, I realized that his treatment of certain vitamins in relatively large quantities and avoiding certain foods worked extremely well for some people, but not for others. This didn't stop him, however, from thinking that he'd come up with a perfect diet for a large portion of the population. Even though I was not seeing the near to miraculous results others had experienced, he encouraged me to stick with it. In fact, he told me that if it didn't work for me, I was doing something wrong. I've seen this in other areas of life. People who have gotten help via a formula, be it a special diet, a health product, a business idea, or particular advice, often think that if it worked for them, it's going to work for everyone else. It might work for some others, but not for everyone. I delight in how the wisdom of Scripture is not formulaic. It somehow captures the complexities of life in such a way that allows people to engage in intricate dynamic that is highly relational and very profound. While understanding the common makeup of human nature, the Bible makes room for individual differences, levels of maturity, and cultural contexts. Yet, through the prophet Hosea, we are introduced to a basic formula through which we can experience a right relationship with God. Hosea served during the demise of what was known as the Northern Kingdom of Israel that split away from the south under the reign of Solomon's son Rehoboam. As it turned out, the people didn't listen to Hosea's words and were overcome by the Assyrian Empire. Israel's refusal to follow God's recipe for life is no reflection on its effectiveness, however. Unlike the claims of other supposed life formulas, God's recipe through Hosea includes core elements that, if followed with sincerity, will result in the promised outcome of restoration with the Creator. God's recipe is found in chapter 14, verses 3 and 4. In most English translations, that's verses 2 and 3, and can be summed up as follows. Decide to stop living life your own way and turn to the God of Israel. Speak to him out loud, asking him to help you be free from all that is controlling you and from which you cannot free yourself. Renounce all dependencies on earthly powers and man-made inventions. Also, renounce all loyalties to false gods and powers that control your life. Acknowledge that God is merciful to the oppressed and be willing to reflect the same mercy to others. Finally, ask God to accept you on the basis of what he has done for you. Hosea states this in terms of accept what is good. What is good and acceptable to God is the sacrificial offering of the Messiah. Our failure to live up to God's standards alienates us from him. Saying the words in themselves isn't sufficient to re-engage God, but because of Yeshua's death and resurrection, we can turn back to him and have the kind of loving relationship with him for which humans were originally designed. As we're in the midst of the Jewish High Holy Days, there's no better time to follow God's recipe for life. Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.